This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're receiving this transmission. You, not Keith Olbermann, are the resistance.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Revolution in their minds. The children start to march. They want death. They are the leftists. They are upon us. Laura Limmer is just an incredible investigative journalist. The way she keeps just ferreting out huge news when she was at Veritas and then Rebel and now Independent. The way she's broken this huge news here. Well, we know the Mandalay Bay owners are huge leftist globalists, but now this guy being a platinum member, the internal documents where they were matching money to groups that Congress is trying to ban as terror groups, Islamist groups, and then you tie this into Kit Daniels' article and our reporters in Syria about the Antifa working with them here. I mean, this is serious. This is a real takeover. Just like it says in the WikiLeaks, where George Soros says, we're going to overthrow Israel and the United States in 2017. Then we're going to put Hillary in and do it. This is a total alliance with the Muslims, and let's just get it out there. That doesn't mean all the Muslims. A lot of Muslims are heretics and trying to get out of it, but as the cult goes, that's the army of the left. Laura Loomer, amazing. Other key points you want to relay?
Well, I would just like to read something, a message that I received from somebody who has direct access to the booking information at the Mandalay. It's going to take a minute, but it's really important. So there are two separate rooms that this guy booked. It's not one room, as the police are trying to say. They're trying to say that it's a suite. It's actually two separate rooms. And he could have booked them at the same time. But the suite had his name on it, and the other room had his girlfriend's name on it. So first we're being told that the girlfriend is in the Philippines, and then when all of this was happening and they released her name as a suspect, they said that they had detained her. But then we find out that she's in the Philippines, which, as we know, has a huge ISIS problem right now. I mean, ISIS has totally taken over the town of Morari. So the girlfriend has an Islamic angle as well. There were room changes for and charges for both of the rooms. So they redirected where room service was going. So that's a big red flag right there, because if he was setting up this killer environment full of assault rifles and all of these other weapons and explosives like Tannerite to kill people, that would explain why he redirected room service charges to the other room, which he had placed in his girlfriend's name. They said typically the room will be taken care of as well if the VIP guests gamble enough on their trip. It's possible that they had a relationship with the CEO, with him being a platinum.
Clearly he was being, clearly whether he's a patsy or not is a cutout. He was being protected. They standard.
Right.
When you check in, they come and you leave. They search your crap. Every time they come, they toss your room like it's a prison. I mean, 5 days, 42 weapons. He was being protected. And it's a big George Soros CEO. Right on time, Laura.
Right. And then also, I don't know if you know this or not, but in the past few weeks, he wired $100,000
Philippines.
To the Philippines. Why is he wiring $100,000 to a country that's being ravaged by ISIS right now?
Well, it's clear where he's getting. It's clear where he's. I mean, we know the Islamists will pay $1 million for something like this.
Who is getting this money? $100,000 can pay for a lot of ammunition, a lot of guns, a lot of Tannerite, and God knows what else he had in his properties that police are not telling us about.
And they're saying none of this was bought in stores. He obviously had massive help. That's the big takeaway.
Right. Yeah, and we know that gun control is not going to stop these people. Look at the Bataclan in France, for example. This looks like a replica of the Bataclan attack that took place in Paris. Paris has very strong and tough gun laws, and those mass murderer jihadi terrorists were able to get enough ammunition to, you know, open fire on hundreds of people inside a concert hall and injure, what was it, or kill, what, 130 people? How many people died in
the Eagles of Death. Laura, please, Coming up in about 55 minutes, we're going to start the War Room. And I'd love you to host an hour of that with the crew to be able to lay all your evidence out, send them via text, all the latest stuff. You're working these sources. You're breaking major news. At Laura Loomer on Twitter, folks, if you got tips. We got tips flooding in, but we're not able to, I guess, go over. She is one-man wrecking crew. Great job, lady.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients. Xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
We have called you together to inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You still think that jet fuel brought down the World Trade Center? Does anybody else see a problem here? If the government has nothing to hide, why are they so afraid to answer a few questions? This story does not add up.
Ladies and gentlemen, I was almost a minute late getting back on air because we are doing a lot of behind-the-scenes big breaking news here. Paul Watson is going to take over in this hour, and we're going to just have continued breaking news at InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com. We've got major Islamic connections, leftist connections, the hotel owners being Antifa, this guy being totally protected. ABC News reports 42 guns taken in there, diverting room service and cleaning into the other suite for 5 days. They don't let you do that at hotels. Okay? I mean, you go in, they dig through your stuff as soon as you leave the first time. My bodyguard before, and he's licensed to carry there, they didn't see his license, so within an hour, he went downstairs to eat. They already got in the room, found his handgun. He gets there, it's gone. They go, come downstairs, the police are waiting. I mean, that's Vegas. They are watching everything. And so they're now demonizing the Second Amendment, a full frontal assault. This is incredible. I'm going to turn this over to Paul Watson. Then in about 52 minutes, the War Room starts. Laura Loomer will be back on with breaking news and a lot more. But Paul Joseph Watson of PrisonPlanet.com is taking over here. Just briefly, we are listener and viewer supported. We're under massive attack. I'm not complaining. I asked for it. I'm just saying, if you want to help us win this fight, now more than ever, InfoWarsStore.com. We have the biggest special in our history on Brain Force, our best-selling nootropic that uses natural compounds to boost natural, healthy brain function. When I take this during the day, I end up getting tired right before I go to bed at night. I even sleep better. Gives you great energy during the day. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. It is, again, so critical, ladies and gentlemen, that you understand that without you, we don't exist. And these critical times now more than ever, please, if you haven't gone and gotten any of these products, or if you haven't signed up for AutoShip on things like our high-quality organic coffee or Brain Force, you get an additional 10% off, one click of a mouse on our shopping cart. You can cancel any time. AutoShip every 15 days, every 30. every 60, every 90, and then you don't forget to reorder the products you need, that you enjoy, that make your life better, and that also fund our operations, a total win-win. So just make that easy commitment today to sign up for AutoShip on Secret 12, on Vitamin Mineral Fusion with amino acids, on Alexa Pure Breeze. That's a one-time order. 20% off on those right now. Limited time only, 25% off Oxy Powder. Hadn't had a sale on that in a year. A lot of great specials right now at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. But you make the InfoWar possible, as well as our sponsors, our affiliates, and, of course, this great crew. But Paul Watson's latest article, forensic psychologist says, hey, it's a bunch of right-wingers. Leftists would target that. That's your first big clue, what I keep hammering. Then ISIS takes responsibility. When they normally do that, that means they're behind it. The left claiming in Newsweek that I made it up. Jones claims ISIS took responsibility when they didn't. That was a headline yesterday. Jones blames deep state. This type of desperate behavior, them claiming this big violent launch was coming on October 1st, this is all critical. And it's critical for you to get these articles out on Facebook and Twitter and your email and by hand and local talk shows, because we're in an info war. I now take you to London, where Paul Watson will host the balance of the transmission. Paul Watson.
Thanks, Alex. Yes, we are here live. We have a video clip coming up. In fact, let me know when you've got that ready. As Alex just discussed, big article went up on Infowars.com about an hour ago. Forensic psychiatrists suggest gunmen may have deliberately targeted conservatives. This is Dr. Michael Wellner. He went on Fox and Friends this morning, made the point, as Alex just said, and it's a point that we made in the immediate aftermath of the shooting. Oh, and by the way, 2 hours before the shooting, as you can see right now up on Infowars.com as well, the audience was singing, along with the people on stage, God Bless America, 2 hours before the shooting began. Now this forensic psychiatrist, Dr. Michael Wellner, laid it out on Fox News. He made the point that people who commit these kind of stranger mass homicides, when they don't know the victims, it's not workplace violence, it's a mass homicide attack, it's not an attack on somebody's family, they don't know the victims. When they do it for notoriety, there you see the crowd at the country music festival singing God Bless America 2 hours before the attack. Now, the psychiatrist made the point, and we're going to go to this clip in a minute here. When young people carry out terror attacks or mass shooting attacks, and we have it ready, we'll go to it in a second, they do it for one of two reasons. It's either for notoriety or in pursuit of a political or personal cause. In almost every single example, the ones who do it for notoriety are almost always young men. This was not a young man. What was he, 64 years old? Why would he do it for notoriety? It makes no sense. There's no hint of mental illness.
He was doing it for political power to trigger a helter-skelter, Charlie Manson-style race war system.
Let's go to the video, Alex, because he lays it out on his appearance with Fox and Friends. Let's go to the clip.
5 minutes now after the hour. Investigators now trying to figure out why a gunman opened fire with 23 firearms in his hotel and 19 back at his house, killing at least 59 people and injuring hundreds more. According to his brother, there was no clues he would commit such a horrific attack.
No religious affiliation, no political affiliation, no. He just hung out or shocked, horrified, completely dumbfounded.
I don't buy this.
They know about this.
So what goes on in the mind of a shooter like this as they shoot at innocent people? Here now to discuss this is Dr. Michael Wellner. He's a top forensic psychiatrist who has personally examined a number of mass killers. Doctor, thank you for being with us.
Good morning.
What happened? What's going on here?
Well, if you want to understand the killer, the most important place to start is with the victims. And what we can immediately see is that he had no relationship to the killers. A workplace mass shooter knows his victims.
And they want to see the victim.
And they want to destroy, annihilate the workplace. That's another key point. The family mass shooter knows the family, wants to annihilate the family. The criminal enterprise wants to kill the gang. So it's a stranger mass homicide. And a stranger mass homicide happens for one of two reasons. Either a person acting for a cause or a person acting because he wants to transcend notoriety and kill as many people as possible, like a James Holmes. However,
James Holmes, who was the Aurora shooter.
And you worked
on that case.
Yes. Here's the thing. Shooting for notoriety's sake and nothing more is a young man's crime. And this is a 64-year-old with no dramatic mental illness, no major decline, someone who's intact. I think if we want to understand what's behind the crime, we should look at James Hodgkinson, the shooter of Congressman Scalise, because that crime itself was intended to be a spectacle and of much bigger scope. Imagine this. What he intended to do, Hodgkinson, was not only kill all of those lawmakers,
Republicans,
but in doing so, we would have had to have special elections to replace all of them. And if it weren't for the security people who intercepted him, you had all kinds of congressmen and lawmakers in a dugout, defenseless, who would have been mowed down. My point is, a spectacle is either
an attempted coup. This guy, Dr. Michael Wellner, is incredible. He's saying everything I've been saying. Paul, I'm going to turn this back over to you, but let's back this up 30 seconds. Let's come back about a minute and finish this clip out of break, and then Paul is taking over. This video, this article Paul has done, is the key to everything. An expert who's been involved in all this, telling you exactly what I told you. I told you this is a leftist, globalist attack. The media is playing dumb. We'll be right back with Paul Watson. Stay with us.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get virtualshield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at virtualshield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. Virtualshield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Show. We're going to go back to that video in a second. This is a top forensic psychiatrist who worked on the James Holmes shooting, of course. That motive was mainly for him to gain notoriety. Of course, mental illness was involved as well. The Batman shooter, of course. Now he's gone on Fox News this morning. He's saying basically, and he'll lay it out. We're going to play the clip, the rest of it in a sec. Look, this was a country music concert. This was an attack on Americana. This was an attack on gun owners who have been dehumanized and demonized by the media. At the end of the clip, he outright says that CNN bears some responsibility for this shooting. And again, if you want to ask whether he was more likely radicalized by ISIS or CNN, at the moment it's looking like CNN. Of course, we wait for more information to come in. Let's go to the rest of this clip, though. This is forensic psychiatrist Dr. Michael Wellner on Fox News this morning. Here it is.
Here's the thing. Shooting for notoriety's sake and nothing more is a young man's crime. And this is a 64-year-old with no dramatic mental illness, no major decline, someone who's intact. I think if we want to understand what's behind the crime, we should look at James Hodgkinson, the shooter of Congressman Scalise, because that crime itself was intended to be a spectacle and a much bigger scope. Imagine this. What he intended to do, Hodgkinson, was not only kill all of those lawmakers,
Republicans,
but in doing so, we would have had to have special elections to replace all of them. And if it weren't for the security people who intercepted him, you had all kinds of congressmen and lawmakers in a dugout, defenseless, who would have been mowed down. My point is, a spectacle is either designed to cause some derivative impact or to instigate some cause discussion. So the point is, he's an older man, there's no definable mental history or decline, and yet it happens now. Now, if there is a cause, there will be a manifesto, there will be a communication with the television or other kind of media or social media, it will be out there. If there's nothing to necessarily tie him to a cause, then instigating is enough. And that's exactly what the parallel is with another older man's crime, Hodgkinson, spectacle crime, just like the person who flew a plane into the IRS. People who commit crimes for notoriety alone are young. And he's not.
What about genetics? Because his dad was on the FBI most wanted list, was a bank robber.
Well, the genetics of psychopathy are, you know, of course, 50% we inherit roughly, but in terms of the genetics of psychopathy, they may be as important as environment. One thing that you want to appreciate about the mass killer...
Hold on one second. Yeah. I'm splitting the screen with the President of the United States. He's arriving at Joint Base Andrews, and he's going to be heading over to Puerto Rico shortly. Of course, you know, he greets the military who escorts him over to Air Force One. Okay, go ahead.
Tying into the president, people who commit mass killings of folks that they don't know have to be detached. And he's detached. He's many floors away. He's killing them through a scope. They're dehumanized. Here's the big take home in terms of what we can do to prevent. absolutely people who are gun enthusiasts and who are populists or nationalists in this country are dehumanized. They're demonized. I travel all over the United States. I don't experience hatred. I turn on the television in certain media, and I see these people demonized. When you have a CBS News executive who talks about not having sympathy, the point is his mindset is that they deserve to die.
Yes.
And so a person who adopts a cause may be otherwise law-abiding, but he feels righteously justified that the end justifies the means. So we're talking now about gun control because he committed an over-the-top gun crime. Doesn't mean that guns was the ideology. What I'm saying is it's the idea of instigating and a means to an end with people you dehumanize.
All right, let's sit back
whether
a little
it's
bit.
This or racism.
Who are you shooting at? You said look at the target and work your way backwards.
That's right.
What do country music fans and country music artists represent?
It's Americana. It could be guns. I'm not suggesting that I know the ideology. Look, it could be that he had an issue with Las Vegas. But my point is, because this is, you know, this is a national event, it's in Las Vegas. But my point is, cause is pointed out by what he says. He's going to either lay it out or he's smart enough to know what this would instigate. Otherwise, one can't speculate. What I am saying is when you kill complete strangers and try to kill as many as possible, you're trying to create a spectacle. And when you're not a young person, you've evolved past the immaturity that says, if I kill as many people as I can, people will think I'm somebody. He's more mature than that.
Jeff Zeleny says that this is country music fans for the most part are Republican, and the president, by showing this type of sympathy, is doing something for his base. Is he a country music fan symbolic of Republicans?
Well, I think that CNN is going to have to answer for how they demonize gun enthusiasts and how CNN actually contributes to mass shooting. And I believe that they do. But that's a side issue. I think, look, the president has a responsibility anytime there's a national disaster, whether it's here or whether it's Puerto Rico, to console
the
nation.
I think that's the end of it. That is forensic psychiatrist Dr. Michael Wellner on Fox and Friends this morning, basically making the point this was not done, whatever motive, was not done for notoriety. The guy's 64 years old. It just doesn't happen. He's worked on these cases before. He worked on the James Holmes case. You're saying this is obviously in pursuit. It's the only explanation left, that it's in pursuit of a political or personal cause. We don't know of any mental illness problems with this shooter. Whether that emerges later remains to be seen. But again, look at the target, a country music festival. They're singing God Bless America 2 hours before. Some of them, according to one eyewitness, get a warning 45 minutes before the shooting begins. Who goes to a country music concert? That was why I satirized to some extent the people who were blaming this on white supremacism and saying that this was the white supremacist patriarchy's fault. Because, yeah, that's the first people I'd target if I were a white supremacist, is a country music concert full of Republican Trump supporters, mainly the ones who were political. And, of course, white people. Makes absolutely no sense. We still don't know the motive. Nearly 2 days after this, we know very little about it. They've dug up some voter registration thing out of Florida from 1984 with his name. Registered Democrat. Is it him? We don't know. There's no confirmation of anything. There's a lot of disinformation that's coming out of both the mainstream media and the alternative media. That's why we need to be very careful about these things. In fact, some websites yesterday named a person as the shooter who was a completely innocent person. So you have to be very careful with these things because, again, they found his social media profile and it fitted into who they wanted the shooter to be. So they just said, this guy's the shooter. That's going to get them in hot water. It's certainly dismantled their credibility to some extent. So you've got to be careful about these things. But again, we know nothing. New York Post has a headline that just went up. Las Vegas gunman filmed himself during slaughter. We know he filmed or he had some surveillance set up that allowed him to see when the police were coming. Now we find out Las Vegas madman Stephen Paddock set up a camera inside his hotel room to capture his deadly shooting rampage and other surveillance in the hallway to alert him as cops closed in. The shooter had at least one lens set up to tape himself as he unleashed hell on thousands of unsuspecting concertgoers several hundred yards below his ritzy casino suite. So again, why would he be filming himself carrying out this attack knowing that he's about to die? What was that for? It was obviously because he wanted it to be discovered. Why did he want the footage to be discovered? What is the motive? We still don't know. We'll be back. It's the Alex Jones Show Live. Don't go away.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but seven other super food ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We are live on the fourth hour of The Alex Jones Show. Before we get back into this breaking news about the massacre in Las Vegas and some other stories, I want to tell you about some of the products we've got on offer at InfoWarsStore.com. We have Brain Force Plus Supercharged Special that is 50% off for a limited time on our popular nootropic Brain Force Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. This is one of the highest rated and best-selling InfoWars Life formulas ever. The InfoWars crew uses it every day. I use it as well, and it really does work. It gives you a boost. It helps mental clarity. It doesn't give you that junk buzz that you get off coffee after drinking coffee. All the whiz kids in Silicon Valley are using it, so why shouldn't you? It really does help. It is Brain Force Plus. It is available right now. 50% off. That's a massive discount on Brain Force Plus, the supercharged special at InfoWarsStore.com. Speaking of 50% off, we also have chocolate or strawberry caveman true paleo formula for 50% off. Again, at InfoWarsStore.com for a limited time. Caveman fuses powerful ancient nutrition with cutting edge nutraceutical science to create high quality supplement that uses bone broth and more than 7 different primal superfoods to give you power and strength you've never felt before. BuzzFeed doesn't want you to get it. That's a pretty good reason in and of itself to get it. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com, as is the Emmerich's Essentials, of course. Household products that you're going to buy anyway, so why not get them from us and support this network? We've also got 50% off the Emmerich's Essentials Starter Pack, Outdoor Pack, or Total Hygiene Pack at InfoWarsStore.com. Things like the organic mouthwash, the natural herbal body wash are all included. We're also offering 50% off on Starter Pack, so get the healthy products you need for half the cost. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Grab one of our Emmerich's Essentials product packs for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Get it today. Let's go back to some news stories about this horrendous tragedy in Las Vegas on Sunday night, about which we still know very little indeed. Of course, today we had some photos of the guns that were in the hotel room. We had, of course, the gruesome picture of the gunman himself dead, reportedly from a self-inflicted gunshot wound before the cops arrived. That's basically all we know. We got some suspicious financial transactions, but no real motive as of this time. I mean, surely, given the planning, given the deadly nature of this, this wasn't someone who just went postal on a whim. There has to be some kind of motive behind this, or maybe there isn't. I mean, people search for meaning to try and cope with horrendous tragedies like that, to try and make some sense of it. Maybe it is completely senseless. I mean, that still remains a possibility. Remember the Charles Whitman shooting, the Texas UT Tower shooting way back in 1966, which, of course, bears some similarities to this, you know, the sniper's nest from a high vantage point. That was America's deadliest mass shooting for a very long time. I think it was about 16 dead in the UT Tower shooting. Charles Whitman, of course, there was no political or religious motive behind that. He was basically somebody with mental health problems, complained of headaches. I guess the treatments for that weren't really that sophisticated back in 1966. One day he just decided to kill his wife, to kill his mother, and then go down to the UT Tower on the Austin University campus, get up to the top and just start shooting people. No real motivation. He just had enough of life and decided to take a bunch of people along with him. Could that be the case? Could he have been inspired by Charles Whitman in any way? Again, it remains to be seen because no information's come out, despite the fact that they've now completely raided his house. That was yesterday. So obviously, if there was any indication of motivation, they would have seen it during the raid of the house, you'd think. Virtually no social media profile. I guess that's not out of the ordinary for somebody who's 64 years old. But again, we know very little. This is a story out of Squawker, and it's about a 4chan posting. 4chan warned about Vegas 3 weeks early, possible financial political gain behind mass murder. 3 weeks ago on 9/11, September 11, earlier this year, last month, a mysterious 4chan user who went only by John made a series of, at the time, what seemed overlooked post. He warned users to stay away from any gatherings of large groups of people in the Vegas or nearby Henderson area, stating he had insider knowledge of what he referred to as a high incident project that was set to occur soon. And again, this is not extremely specific, but again, he did mention Las Vegas. He did mention large groups of people. You can go read the post. He wrote, I can't guarantee anything will happen tomorrow, but Las Vegas is on their mind. Seems almost frightening now, just a few weeks later, the largest mass shooting in American history occurred at this very location. So you can go and read those posts, make your own mind up. That normally happens in a lot of these cases. You know, you get these vague predictions and they seem more ominous after the fact. Of course, you get a lot of these predictions and nothing whatsoever happens. So obviously the ones that are vaguely correct are going to get all the attention. But again, it's an interesting post nonetheless. ISIS, which kind of has been poo-pooed over the last 24 hours, is doubling down on their claim that this was their attack. This is out of the Daily Mail. ISIS releases new video bragging that Las Vegas shooting is revenge for US attacks against their caliphate. Islamic State has released a new video bragging that the Las Vegas massacre was revenge for US attacks against their caliphate. And what appears to be a desperate publicity stunt, the terror group claimed the horrific acts of Stephen Paddock were down to them, saying they radicalized him months before he shot 59 people dead. FBI officials rubbished the claim, saying he had no affiliation to any terrorist organization, but the Islamic extremists took to their propaganda news agencies to spread the word. Now, of course, that came out of their official news agency. As the AP admitted yesterday, they don't often claim responsibility, despite a lot of people thinking they do. And yeah, it's happened on a couple of occasions, but they don't always claim responsibility for attacks that aren't, at least in the AP's words, loosely linked to ISIS. The Edmonton attack in Canada on Sunday, an ISIS sympathizer, ISIS flag in his car, tries to mow down pedestrians and police. Did ISIS claim responsibility? No. But they claim responsibility for this. Is it because they're losing ground on the battlefield, they're getting desperate? Are they just claiming attacks that they have nothing to do with to save face? Again, it remains to be seen, but they haven't backed away from it. Now they've released a new propaganda video, again asserting that they had radicalized the shooter. Now, because the big trending topic on Twitter, as well as the number one trending video on YouTube overnight, was Jimmy Kimmel blasting gun rights after Las Vegas massacre, but of course he has his own armed security. Now, he wasn't just talking about fully automatic weapons or any of that. He was basically talking about the entire gamut of the Second Amendment debate. Oh, and by the way, virtually every claim he made was debunked in a Breitbart article, which is linked from this article on Infowars.com. So once again, which he does after every political event, of course, he tears up, he starts crying, he trends on Twitter, you know, the video gets 2, 3, 4 million views. People don't actually look into his claims and they don't look into his hypocrisy, which I did. Turns out that Jimmy Kimmel recently bolstered his own armed security. So while he's ranting about the NRA and how an ordinary American shouldn't be able to exercise their Second Amendment rights, he exercised his own Second Amendment rights more vigorously in recent weeks. We have an article out of Mercury News linked in this article. Recent reports confirm Kimmel has beefed up his security due to the increasingly polarized and political nature of his rants. Because, of course, if you remember, if you recall, this guy's actually a comedian. But now, of course, a lot of Americans don't watch the news, so they have to put the indoctrination into the comedy shows. In fact, that's the only avenue in which the left is still dominant on YouTube, is those late-night comedy shows. The whole SJW brigade got trounced over the past 2 years, so that's all they have left. So this is why YouTube ensures that these videos trend week after week after week. The Mercury News reports about Kimmel, ever since the late-night show host began crusading against the effort by President Donald Trump and congressional Republicans to repeal the Affordable Care Act, there have been incidents with Trump supporters. They don't actually mention what they were.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
You're back. It is the fourth hour of The Alex Jones Show. Talking about that article up on InfoWars.com. Jimmy Kimmel bashes gun rights after Las Vegas massacre, but has his own armed security. Now, it's pretty easy to figure out if he did indeed have armed security, because there was a YouTube clip uploaded by the Jimmy Kimmel Live show back in 2015. If you scroll down in this article, Infowars.com article, and it shows one of his security guards. They did a skit, which included one of their security guards, and you could see for a brief second his shirt lifts up and he's indeed packing heat. He has a Glock. He's armed. He's protecting Jimmy Kimmel and his staff. And they recently beefed it. There you see the image in the Infowars.com article. They recently beefed the security. In response, the show, this is out of the Mercury News. In response to these threats or incidents with Trump supporters that they talk about. The show has increased personnel at both the front and back entrances. The personnel consists of highly trained, off-duty police officers, which, judging by that image we saw there, are all going to be armed. So you can't have your Second Amendment rights, but if Jimmy Kimmel needs to feel that little bit safer, he can have his. Because it's the same as Michael Moore, who built part of his career on Bowling for Columbine, this anti-Second Amendment movie. He owns guns. He has armed security. He admitted in a 2008 Larry King interview, Michael Moore, that he owns guns. His own security got caught violating a gun law, I believe, when he was walking through an airport with a gun back a few years ago. So he can have guns. He can have armed security because he's better than you. And you don't get to exercise your rights because bad men do things with objects. So we have to ban everything. Because in Nice, somebody with a truck killed 84 people, even more than the Las Vegas massacre. What was the solution to that? Do we ban trucks? No, because bad people are always going to find ways to kill people. Literally every week now in France, there's a stabbing. There's a mass stabbing in China all the time. There's explosives used. You can't get to the root of an ideology or to the root of hatred by just banning objects. It doesn't work. Is this because of the polarized nature of America that we've seen since Trump was elected? Was he radicalized by ISIS? Was he radicalized by CNN? Was there no motive whatsoever? Was he just mentally ill? We don't yet know. But again, we have to get to the source of it without using it to bash other people over the head just because, you know, it fits into our agenda because it makes the other team look bad. That is one aspect of it that people have tripped themselves up with over the past couple of days. Again, as I mentioned earlier, by identifying the wrong person as the shooter just so they could score political points, okay? It's important to get to the bottom of this and to find out the motive so we can try and understand it and try and stop it. And if it is due to increased rage and polarization, either on the left or the right, to try and address it and do something about it. But don't just, like, pick somebody who fits your worldview and say, oh, this is the shooter because he liked Rachel Maddow on Facebook. No, try and be accurate, try and be factual. But it's difficult because there's so little information coming out. Let's cover a few other news stories here. Of course, yesterday we had this bizarre story. USC professor detained after breakdown led to active shooter scare on campus. Of course, the day after the Las Vegas massacre, reports of a shooting at USC Monday afternoon were the result of confusion and alarm after a university professor suffered some sort of episode on campus, Los Angeles police said. According to Los Angeles Police Department, a female faculty member had a breakdown and started yelling about an active shooter, which caused everybody to panic. The USC Department of Public Safety said it was reported during class a faculty member falsely told her students there was an active shooter in the building. And this went across the media. This was on Twitter. Active shooting in a California university. People were freaking out. It was the day after the Las Vegas massacre. It's never happened. Some crazy professor just started shouting there was an active shooter on campus. Absolutely incredible. And not what you need the day after America's deadliest mass shooting. Insane story. Another insane story out of France, but getting noticeably less insane as it happens all the frigging time. They actually uncovered a plot to bomb an apartment building. We saw that back in Russia in the late 90s, of course, where in some cases hundreds of people were killed when Islamic terrorists tried to bomb just regular apartment buildings. Now it's happening in France. Thankfully, they uncovered the plot at the last minute. The headline out of Breitbart: in wake of attempted Paris bombing, French government says no one is safe. French Interior Minister Gérard Collomb has warned no one is safe after the authorities foiled an attempted apartment bombing in Paris. Five suspects have been detained after a resident in an apartment building in the 16th arrondissement reported suspicious activity to the police, the Associated Press reports. So this is not a high-profile target building in the center of the city. It's a well-to-do, upscale, luxury apartment building on the outskirts. Now they're targeting those. They're going after the soft targets. An explosive device was subsequently discovered and successfully defused in counter-terrorism. Prosecutors have opened an investigation. Colomb said, blowing up a building in a chic neighborhood of Paris, is this not a sign that no one is safe? This doesn't happen just in suburbs, in working class neighborhoods. The interior minister had to admit one of the suspects was already subject to government surveillance for radicalism, they always are, suggesting that they had been able to participate in the plot undetected because such people usually have friends and networks that can carry out the act and assistance from people who have not displayed outward signs of radicalization but are ready to help. The attempted bombing follows hot on the heels of deadly attack in Marseille in which a man reported shouting Allah Akbar slit one woman's throat and fatally stabbed another at the St. Charles railway station. Which means, of course, we should ban knives. That's going to solve the problem. But they're now targeting apartment buildings in Paris occupied by well-to-do residents. That's how bad the problem is becoming. Another story out of Germany. Psychiatrist warns of time bomb in Germany. Today's migrants are not integratable. A psychiatrist has warned Germany faces a time bomb as a result of mass migration of young men who have crazy potential for aggression. That's his quote, crazy potential for aggression. This is a time bomb, Christian Peter Doig said of the decision to open Germany's borders in an appearance on the Peter Hahn talk show on ZDF last month, explaining the psychiatrist found people's temperament and personality are usually fixed by the age of 12. Stating that migrants can't just be taught to understand our values, he said classes on how to behave in Germany were unlikely to have much effect, because they have classes across Europe now teaching migrants not to rape women hasn't had a great effect, judging by the stats. He said you have to accept that. Now, of course, what we're seeing in Europe is that these migrants are becoming more radicalized the younger they are. They're not integrating at all. They're not becoming westernized. They're becoming more Islamized. There's more hijabs being worn by young women. I've seen it myself in France. My family just moved out of there. He went on the show episode, the topic of which was the power of fear, to say that the biggest mistake politicians are making now with regards to the migrant influx is their response to voters' concern on the issue. Now, of course, in Germany, Angela Merkel just got routed by the far-right AfD, which is basically a one-topic party around immigration. And what constitutes far right? Well, that leads us to this story out of RT. Watching terrorism videos online could result in 15-year jail term. People who watch terrorist propaganda online could face up to 15 years behind bars, Home Secretary Amber Rudd has announced in a move designed to tighten laws tackling radicalization. This, of course, is in the UK. Oh, and by the way, when they say terrorist propaganda, they also mean far right propaganda. They call me far-right. Anyone right of Karl Marx in the United Kingdom is far-right. They call UKIP, which was the third biggest political party in the country in 2015, they call them far-right. So what, if you watch a Nigel Farage speak, are you going to be in prison for 15 years? You see the slippery slope here. The new law will extend an existing ban on downloading and storing content on a PC repeatedly, watching on sites like YouTube. And they literally list far-right propaganda. Now, the definition is so subjective that it could literally mean anything. A defense of reasonable excuse would still be available to academics, journalists, or others who may have a legitimate reason to view such material. Of course, whether you're a journalist or whatever description you want to use, of course, that depends on what they think as well. Far-right propaganda. They call Nigel Farage far-right. If you watch his speech in front of the European Parliament, are you going to get arrested? See how slippery those terms they use are. That brings us to the end of the broadcast. Again, we're keeping track of the latest on the Las Vegas massacre. Online at Infowars.com. That's going to wrap it up, though. This is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Stay tuned again. Breaking news at Infowars.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling miniCPAP.com
1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.